Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Get ready. The new hands-free driving law is coming. The laughs coming back to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And another Bachelor spinoff coming this summer. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Not everyone being supportive of Dwayne Wade's daughter, Zaya. Wait till you hear the message Boozy Badass has for Dwayne.
Leroy has your sports.
And just because you're good friends with someone doesn't mean they get to know all of your business. And it looks like Tom Brady believes that, too.
But first, the new hands-free driving law takes effect on Sunday. Ban means that drivers could be fined. This is a lot. $100 for your first offense, $250 for your second, $500 for the third and beyond. And then you also have to complete a course on distracted driving after the second offense. So starting Sunday, handheld phone use is banned, but the law does allow for a single tap or swipe to activate, deactivate, or initiate hands-free mode on your phone. So
you can't be holding it in any way, shape, or form. Not even if I'm using, like, my GPS.
Nope.
Because that's going to be the excuse everyone
They're like,
uses.
Set it up first. Like, if you're using any of the other things, set them up first.
And what sucks is that they're going to be mad aggressive in the beginning,
to make money.
Yeah, right.
I mean, really. Well, the White House Correspondents' Dinner is getting back to the laughs after a comedy hiatus at the event following Michelle Wolf's performance in 2018. This year, Kenan Thompson will host the event with featured entertainer Hasan Minhaj from Netflix's The Patriot Act. The dinner will take place on April 25th. And The Bachelor getting another spinoff this summer. The Bachelor Summer Games will have franchise favorites competing in a Olympics-inspired physical challenges by day, dating by night. This is the second new Bachelor spinoff in 2020. The Bachelor, Listen to Your Heart, a music theme
spinoff.
That's spin-off
another one that looks terrible.
It's going to premiere on April 13th. Good God. Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, quick update, because I know you're all dying like me for The Weeknd to drop his album. He dropped the title track, After Hours, at midnight last night and announced that the album is set to drop, thank the Lord, on March 20th. Nick Cannon and Eminem's beef ain't dying anytime soon. In an interview with Vlad TV, Nick knows exactly who to blame for the pill-popping epidemic in hip-hop.
Certain artists started glorifying drug culture and doing drugs. And I ain't gonna blame Future. Who was the first rapper you heard popping pills?
Eminem.
Nick added that someone has to glorify this stuff in order for us to use it, and yet the only reason he's mentioning it is because he feels like it's their responsibility to change it. We'll see if Eminem himself has anything to say about it. Ben Affleck opened up about a lot of things in a recent interview with the New York Times. He says he considers his divorce from his ex-wife, Jennifer Garner, the biggest regret of his life, adding that it was his divorce that prompted his relapse into alcohol abuse and his stint in rehab. He says he admits his downfall was the main cause of the divorce, but he is trying not to obsess over it. Ben says that he is done beating himself up over it and just wants to move on. And all of social media is talking about Boozy Badass and his opinion about Dwayne Wade's daughter, Zaya, coming out to her family. Boozy says Zaya is too young to make these types of decisions about how she wants to live her life.
You're going too far, dog. Don't cut his off, bro. Like, don't address him as a woman, dog. He's 12 years old. He's not up there yet.
Let me tell you something. This guy is the example
of what you want to be
as a parent. So you need to listen to him.
Well, as you can expect, Boozy's rant got a lot of criticism from people saying how ignorant he is. He needs to mind his own business. But a lot of people are supporting his opinion and agreeing with him, saying that Boozy's just spewing out what everybody else is afraid to say. And by the way, Dwayne will discuss more about how his family is handling Zaya's coming out in an upcoming ESPN documentary, D-Wade, Life Unexpected. That's going to air on Sunday. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
All right, yesterday we talked about Ryan Newman, who was hospitalized after his car flipped and burned at the Daytona 500. Well, the good news is today is that he's awake and speaking with family and doctors. So that's what's up. It's no secret the NFL does their best to protect the quarterback, and that's why Tom Brady isn't the only quarterback up there in age planning on coming back next season. Saints quarterback Drew Brees, who was 41, announced plans to play in 2020. He posted a pic. It was kind of corny, but he said, let's make another run at it.
The greatest quarterback that nobody pays attention to because he happened to be playing at the same time as Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, now freaking the Mahomes. Like, he just gets ignored.
Yep. And we already know Brady is coming back to the game of football, but where he'll be playing is still a mystery, and fans are getting desperate, but friends are too, including Ben and Matt Damon. Apparently, Ben and Matt texted Brady to see if he was coming back to the Pats, and my man Brady, he responded with a shrug emoji. Not even a sentence, not a word, nothing.
The Leroy special on Facebook?
That's right, the Leroy special. The troll god continues. He's becoming a master at this. I love it. And you can tell that he can keep a secret. He doesn't run his mouth for anything. I love it. I respect it. Not even to his friends. So that's what's up. Bruins Edmonton Oilers tonight at 8:30, and that's your sports.
All right, your good news today. So there are two sisters from Fairhaven, 9-year-old Brielle and 6-year-old Bryn, and they're up-and-coming authors who also really, really love animals. So they're now combining their interests by reading books to dogs in a shelter. So they write and illustrate the stories themselves, and they're all about dogs, and reading to the dogs helps with socialization, which reportedly makes them easier to adopt. The sisters say they don't want the dogs to feel sad and lonely. That's your good news. And this report made hot by National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy. Consider a career in aviation maintenance. Go to bostonwingman.com.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.